I'd like to share something which I have in my Sefer on Sanhedrin, because Yitzhak. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Dalef Hinchas of Avodah Zorah Halach Yud Gimel, HaKdeisha Shebesocha, but Yenidachas, Kotshe Mizbeach Yomusu, Zevach Vashoyim Toeva, Kotshe Beda Kabayis Yipodu, V'achakach Sofen Osam Shenemet Shlola V'lo Shlal Shomayim. And the Ravid is Masik disagrees. He says, Lo Yadati Lama Sofen Osam Shlal Shomayim Haya V'lo Chala Lov Isa. So we have a machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid and the din of Shlal Shamayim. It relates to Inidachas. The Ravid holds that Shlal Shamayim is mafkia the Shem Inidachas, because it's not considered shlala, and it's not chal on the Inidachas on kotshe bera kabayis. And what the Rambam says that Shlal Shamayim are included in the din Inidachas. It's only nismayit in the kiyum sreifa, shlola v'lo shlal shamayim, and therefore you poida it, and afterwards you're soy with it. So what's difficult by the Rambam is that shlal acherim are not, if it's other people who are not from the inidachas, if they have things in the inidachas, it's not included in the inidachas. Because it's not shlal ha'ir, so why is bera kabayis different? It should it's mum and hektish. It shouldn't be bechlal the ear. So it's only in this mind, according to this from the kiyum sveifa, because bera kabayis is it should be considered shlal acherim, because it's the bialis of hektish and mum and hektish b'kinyono. So why is it chal on it that a din in idachas? It should be the same like shlal acherim in the city. So maybe it's considered that maybe because maybe the makdish is still considered a bialim, since he's a bialim as relates to pidgin. You see, because the makdish is moshev chomish. Similar to that, the Tosfos Vid says in Bava Kamma, as relates to Mikova Turah Ruvain, the Hashta Turah Ruvain, by Yesh Vishinu Rishus, that it's not considered Shinu Rishus by Gazan, because they still abide them as relates to Pidyon. But if you look in the Rambam, and just another suggestion, Halach Yudalit, the Rambam says, HaTrumah in Shibasocha, Truma inside the Inidachas, Im higiul yad koyin yukavu. If they reach the hands of the koyin, they should rot. Vimneishem nechosev, since they belong now to the koyin. Vim adayin hein biyad yisrael, yinos lo kohayin shalo shal medina aches. That should be given to a koyin of a different city, not of the inidachas, because they're nichse shemayim, and their kedusha is a kedusha shakuf. That's the lashon of the Rambam. And the Minchas Chinuch asks on the Rambam, why does the Rambam need the reason that Ketrumas have a Kedushas HaGuf? Even without this, they after all, the Truma doesn't belong to the Yisrael, even when it's Biyad Yisrael, because it's Mamon HaShevet. So it belongs to Shevet Kahuna. And we paskin that Tovas HaNor Eino Mamon, and that's Rashi says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the Truma B'Yad Yisrael is not Nisraf with the Shlal of the city, because it's because it's Lav Didei, it's not his. So if you look at the Rambam in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says Nichsei Anshei Medina Acheres Shehoyu Mufkodim Besocha, the assets of people who didn't live in the Inidachas, outside the Inidachas, and their money was, whatever it was they had, was found within the Inidachas. Afa pisha kiblu aleim achvayis ein nisrofim eliyachsu lebaleim shenema shlol velo shlol chaverta. So that you see in the Rambam that the shlol achevim is not nisrof, it's not because it's not shlal ansha ha'ir. it's a kosher. That if that were the case, then trumas and kotcha bere kabayis also they're not belong to the ansher here because it's an independent bailus. Nonetheless, it's chal on them shem inidachas. So it seems that the locha that if others have things in the inidachas, it really everything that's in the inidachas should require sreifa. And it doesn't have to necessarily belong to the members of the Inidachas, except it's a separate halacha that whatever's in the ear, that if it belongs to somebody else, that Momen Achevim is a mafkia. And that's the Xeris Akosov Shlal of Lo Shlal Chaverta. And Hakdeshos of Berek Abayis are also, since they're within the perimeter, within the Inidachas, are also included in the halacha of Inidachas, and the Shem Inidachas is chal on them, because you don't have to be necessarily belong to Ancha Ir. It's only that Shlal Chaverta is a Mafkir, and that's only by Shlal Acherim, where there's a Gavra that's Mafkir. But by Hektish and Trumas, that it's only it's Momen Ashevet Kulo or Momen Hektish, and there's no Gavra Mafkir, so it's considered part of the Ir Nidachas. And therefore the Ram paskins that it should come out, the Ram doesn't say it, but it should come out nafkamina, but if you have Nichse Hefker inside the Ir Nidachas, it would also be Chayav Sreifa, because here there's no Gavra HaMavkia of Shlal Chaverta. But according to the Ravid and Rashi, Shlal Acherim is because it's not Mormon of the Anshe Ir Nidachas, and it's not included, therefore, in the Ir Nidachas, you don't burn it. So Nichse Hefka also would not be burnt because it doesn't belong to the Anshe Ir Nidachas because it's Hefka. But according to the Rambam, that Shlal Acherim is Avkor, independent Avkor, so it would. It would be mavkia, but where there's no gavra to mavkia, it would be chayiv in sveifa.